We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That music means to me that we're going to have Raekwon McMillan join us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Raekwon, good morning. Happy Football Friday to you. How you doing?
Good morning, man. How you doing?
Raekwon, we're doing great. And Raekwon, I want to start, and we haven't said this a lot, but it is great to see you getting your opportunities and playing well, man. We've been talking about guys that have played well through this very difficult time, and I want to congratulate you, man, because I know it hasn't been an easy road since starting this year and everything, and you had to earn everything. So I mean it sincerely that it's good to see. I know we're looking for young guys in the future playing well, man, and you coming up and filling the gap and making tackles been fun to watch.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Like you said, it's been a long process, but I'm glad to be where I'm at right now.
Well, listen, we want to know, because everybody's talking about it. They haven't won a game. You haven't won a game. Is the team still in a good place? The locker room still good? The confidence that you guys going to have a chance to win this game?
Yeah, we still have the confidence there. I mean, we're going to the week. And thinking that we're going to win this game, man. And we're going to go out there, put our best ball on the field to see what happens.
Raekwon, you feeling better? I know I read a little bit about like a weight drop for you. You feeling more agile and feeling just better, healthier, the whole deal with that weight drop?
Yeah, man. I really switched up my diet, how I ate, how I prepared throughout the week. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't eating a bunch of junk food. I'm not eating a bunch of junk food anymore. It just really helped my body just feel better on recovery-wise and just out there on the field, feeling agile, like you said, and feeling better overall.
Well, you can't do radio once you got rid of fast food.
I
just walked
that.
Some of the big guys we have in this place. I can't say any names because they get salty. Walking by with food, just tons of fast food here early in the morning.
Raekwon, I got to ask this. Coming from two pretty big guys here sitting here on the mics, what's the one thing you had to give up that you're kind of, oh, man, I had to give it up, but that's my favorite go-to kind of cheat meal. What is it?
Yeah, I was a big Cheesecake Factory guy. I like to go get a little cheesecake and just push it out here and out there. Red velvet, carrot cake, all types of stuff, man.
Oh, you're making me hungry. What about that low-carb cheesecake? You can't eat that anymore?
No low-carb cheesecake. It is good, though. They get you either going through the front door or when you leave.
When you leave.
Because you got to walk by, and they got all those damn cheesecakes.
Oh.
And you're going, honey, a couple won't. Won't matter, and let's get. You end up getting a full one, and you're done, and then you eat it. Raekwon's probably like us, and eats it like in 2 days.
Right.
The whole damn thing's gone, right?
Yeah, I used to be the same way,
man. Hey, Raekwon, I want to ask you. Got your Adrian Peterson pads on, man, because it's looking like they got a new coach, and he wants to get back to pounding the ball, and he's got Adrian Peterson, one of the great running backs of all time. Still looks like he's got the goods. Going to be running. You guys expecting that?
Yeah, we for sure, with the new coach, you know, he's an offensive line-minded coach, so he's going to come in and try to run the ball, establish the run with AP. Like you said, he's a Hall of Famer, so we're going to sit down and see how we can stop this run.
Raekwon, I wanted to ask you, you hear all the talk all the time, everybody talking about next year and the Tua, Blua, Jua, and all that stuff that comes out. For you guys, and I know you've all heard it because the writers out there have all talked to you about it, you guys block that, does it motivate you? Because I don't come from that school of, like, tanking games, man. And I know the players want to win, and I believe the coaches want to win too, right?
Yeah, for sure, man. It's never a day that we go out there and say that we want to lose a game. You know, we're always determined to go out there and get a win for this whole organization because it just makes us feel better on a Victory Monday.
Well, Raekwon, another thing I wanted to ask you about, I know that it came with you. I know a lot of the times the pass coverage or being in a passing down, maybe you weren't out there all the time for it. Are you feeling more comfortable in that? Because I see you playing a lot more and you're in those situations a lot more now. That's got to make you happy as a player too, the evolving into that role also on this team.
Yeah, for sure, man. It just comes with confidence out there on the field. You know what I'm saying? When I'm out there confident, I play ball. When I'm out there shaking, don't know what I'm doing, then it shows. But I think this year I really took more time in the preparation watching film so I could be more prepared on past situations.
Raekwon, Coach Flores, what's it been like? We don't know. He's kind of a private guy. What's it been like having your second coach?
Man, as we got to know him over the last 4 weeks, you know what I'm saying, you don't really get to know a coach until the season starts. Until some adversity comes, but he's been a great coach. Always teaching us about situations. It's a learning situation out of anything we do, even when we're losing, man. He's been great on that end and personally, too. He's private everybody else, but he keeps it real personal with us.
That's good. What's a Coach Flores meeting like? All we hear about is, you know, when he came down here, the Belichick way, the New England way. Is it kind of like that, or did you feel like that there? Is everything kind of kept in house, like the New England style?
Man, everything's kept in house, but he has his own way of going about it. He's not trying to mimic anything Coach Belichick did or still doing now, but he has his own way to go about it, and I think it's going to work.
Raekwon, you're doing something pretty cool that means a lot to a lot of us down here. It's been a big one, and you joined the DCC board. You become a board member, which a lot of guys don't do. I think it's pretty cool to see you so involved in the Cancer Challenge. You and Gottschalk both doing it, and other players on the team, and hopefully get more guys to do it. But what made you decide to jump all in like that, Raekwon?
I just wanted to find another way that I can impact this community down here in South Florida. You know, me not being from down here, I just want to get to know the people. You know what I'm saying? And, I can't be a guy that talks about being in the community if I don't really get to know all the people. And all the people that struggle with, not struggle, but that go through cancer and are cancer survivors and fighters, get to know them and some of the great people down here in Florida. It's a big population. So getting out there and helping them guys and making them feel better is what I want to do.
Yeah, Raekwon, I know you got you have your own little page, a fundraising page. We're going to tweet out that link this morning because you're big into that. And that's, like Joe said, it's huge to a lot of people down here in South Florida, including myself, what Sylvester has done for a lot of people down here. And when you have something like that in your backyard, a lot of communities, a lot of states don't have something like that really in their backyard. It's really amazing what the Dolphins have done and the players jumping on board.
This guy went all in. He's going to meetings every week, and he's really putting it out there.
Raekwon, forget about your football jersey. I'm happy about what you're doing there because of what, like Joe said, very near and dear to a lot of people's hearts, including mine personally with my wife, and I really appreciate everything you do for that. Forget about the football. Forget about your tackles and sacks and interceptions.
I mean, we're not going to completely
forget about that. When Sunday comes around, I care about that, but it's really cool to hear the players get that involved with it, and a lot of people in this community, whether they like football or not, are really going to jump on board because of what you're doing. We appreciate that. It affects everybody.
Hey, Raekwon, thank you so much, brother. Really appreciate you coming on. I hope this has been enjoyable.
Yeah, it's been cool, man. Thank you. Appreciate you for having me.
Hey, cheesecake on the off season on me, man. We're going to buy you some cheesecake in the off season.
Thank you, Raekwon.
Thanks, everybody. All right. If you're a cancer fighter, registration is open for the Dolphins Cancer Challenge right now, the 10th annual. 10th annual DCC.
You believe it's
wow, amazing.
Mad Dog. Think about this. We started this thing when we found out Mad Dog got sick and we were going to lose him. And he had about a year, actually. He had about a year. He's like, I got bad stuff, Joe. And so that's where we are, man. It's a 10-year anniversary of this DCC. So we're blowing it out. Channing and I are going to jump on this thing hard.
I love it.
And the players, it's great to see. Listen, man, you got to get guys like Gottschalk and you got to get guys like Raekwon involved so the other guys will get – because, listen, all those guys that get involved, and it's just good. It's good to get back involved. I know everybody likes to go home, and I'm not saying they shouldn't do their other things too, but this is a big one. This is a big one for the Dolphins. And like you said, man, Sylvester's one of the best cancer centers at – anywhere,
right?
Like people don't have to go
right in our backyard.
Don't have to go to Tampa. You don't have to go to Houston, and they're all good, man. And they got stuff. It's great, but it's really good what's going on. So
they've done there, by the way. And I just was down there with my wife a couple weeks back at Sylvester. It's amazing what they've done just in the 10 years since this has started. So this is the event that raises funds for innovative cancer research at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, South Florida's only NCI-designated cancer center. It's scheduled for February 29th, 2020. The DCC donates 100% of raised funds to cancer research at Sylvester. Be a cancer fighter. Register now at DolphinsCancerChallenge.com. That's DolphinsCancerChallenge.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.